Interview horror stories. Have you ever had a bad interview? You know, the kind of interview when you arrive late because you were caught up in traffic, or one which you can't seem to express yourself properly. The following stories are all about people's nightmare experiences during interviews. Read on and learn from other people's mistakes.
Babylon. Hadley Jones got into a real mess during a recent interview with a clothes manufacturing company.
I was applying for a position as a senior accountant. The first interview went really well, and I was called in for a final interview with a senior partner in the company. On the day in question, the imposing gentleman asked me all the usual questions. Then, towards the end, he asked me something that I didn't understand. Instead of asking him to repeat the question, I just launched into a long story about something totally irrelevant, thinking I could tie it all together at the end. I kept straying farther and farther from the original topic, whatever that was. Finally, I tried to wrap things up, and with beads of sweat trickling down my back, I said, "So, in answer to your original question, the way this all ties in is, you know, sorry, but I'm not quite sure what your original question was, or how this ties in. But it all means that I'm great for this position, don't you think?" The interviewer did not agree. Technical problems. If you ever apply for a job by email, don't do what 24-year-old John Spokesman did.
I was looking to do an internship in a computer software company. One morning, I did a mass emailing to hundreds of companies, attaching my resume and a covering letter for a position as a technical writer. A few hours later, I received a reply from one of the companies, and it wasn't exactly the kind of response I was looking for. The message read, "Your resume is infected with a virus and has been quarantined." Needless to say, I gave up after that.
Dressed to offend. Carrie Pinteretta found that personality alone is not always enough to get you that job.
I'm a history major, and I went to an interview for a job in a computer company. Unfortunately, I couldn't afford a new suit, so I just dressed in a nice pair of slacks and a blouse. "Why aren't you wearing a suit?" the interviewer asked me as I sat down. Almost crying, I explained that I didn't have a lot of money to spend on clothes. Then the interviewer went off about how she didn't come from a lot of money, but that she did manage to buy one suit. As you can imagine, I didn't get the job.
Word jumble. 32-year-old Jordan Muller made a very embarrassing spelling mistake on his CV.
I was applying for a job with a New York accounting firm. On my resume, I listed some of the more impressive courses that I'd taken, including econometrics, macroeconomics, and pubic finance. Unfortunately, neither myself nor my spell checker caught the missing L in pubic. Nothing happened, and I thought that I'd gotten off the hook. But a few days later, I got a call from one of the New York accounting firms. "Hey, Jordan," they said, "we'd really like to know more about this course in pubic finance." To this day, I can still hear the roars of laughter in the background from the office staff who were listening in to the call.
Doggies. Mary Stevens had a very strange interview.
At the time, I was a shy 21-year-old literature graduate applying for a job as assistant quality controller for a well-known brand of pet food. During the interview, there was a dog there. At first, he behaved very well, but eventually he became especially interested in my leg. I kept shuffling to protect myself from the dog, but he wouldn't stop. The funny thing was that the interviewer just completely ignored what was going on. Meanwhile, I was trying desperately to maintain my concentration, but I really lost it when he climbed up onto my leg and started, well, you can guess what he started doing. "Stop! Stop!" I shouted, jumping up. I left shortly afterwards, without the dog. Nothing goes right. 26-year-old Dan Goodman had one of the most unusual interviews imaginable.
On the morning in question, my neighbours called, saying they desperately needed a babysitter for their 3-year-old daughter. Of course, I agreed to help out, completely forgetting that I had an interview to go to. Then, just 20 minutes before I was due to be at the interview, I suddenly remembered. In a panic, I phoned an ex-girlfriend, who agreed to come over and look after the baby girl. As soon as she arrived, I ran out of the house, but I was in such a rush that I forgot my belt. With 5 minutes until the interview, I didn't have time to go back. I arrived 2 minutes and 30 seconds late, but, as luck would have it, the interviewer was late too, so he never realized that I'd only just arrived. But when I stood up to shake his hand, my pants fell down right in front of him. Being quick-witted, I made a joke about it, saying how I would do anything to work for him, including standing in the office in my boxer shorts. He smiled kindly, but, of course, the story gets worse. Next, the interviewer asked me for a copy of my resume. Immediately, I reached into my binder and pulled out a resume with a covering letter to a competing agency. The interviewer took one look at the title and subject of the letter and asked me to leave. Strange, but true.